Project was written by David Horowitz, a former leftist. And
well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday. And we always invite your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Call in. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And we can talk about, well, we could talk about the information that's coming out on TWA 800 in 1996. And, of course, at the time, we knew that they'd shot the plane down. There was all sorts of evidence of it. And basically, of course, well over 100 people had seen the missiles go up that took down the plane. And yet, of course, they staged an investigation, and they told the people who investigated what happened to be quiet, not to tell the truth. And most of them didn't tell the truth until recently, when a motion picture has come out. And basically, there they have told the truth, that it was very obvious that this was a shoot down. That plane was shot down. But basically, the people, the investigators, were told to lie. And ladies and gentlemen, how can we have a society where, of course, people get up and under oath, they frankly lie, and yet this goes on all the time? They've been lying to us about, certainly, surveillance of the American people. They've been lying to us, certainly, about what's going on over in Syria. They've been lying to us about this whole radical Islamic movement. It's all being funded and supported by the American government. Why? Because we have to have an enemy. And we created the best enemy money could buy, like we did with the Germans when we financed the Germans both before and during World War II. And most people don't like to think about that, but the evidence is there in many, many books. And then we helped the Nazis to escape to America, to South America, under the rat line, Adolf Hitler. But you can't let the American people know that, because, of course, we have certain things we believe in, but what happens if they aren't true? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'd like to know what you would like to talk about. What do you think about, certainly, what the revelations put forward by Mr. Snowden? Is Mr. Snowden a traitor? Is Mr. Snowden a great patriot who's risked his entire life and his future and everything he had to try to tell the American people that the government has been lying to us? They've been listening to all of our telephone calls and all reading all of our emails and reading all of our faxes, and they're all stored away. And of course, recently, when a Army general with NSA was asked, well, you know, couldn't they just flip a switch and hear a telephone conversation? And he said, without hesitation, under oath, of course not. He was simply lying. Of course they can. They don't have the people to monitor every telephone call, but they can record them and go over them with computers. And the computers have an amazing ability to pick out important phrases and terms. And computers are awfully, awfully smart under any circumstances. We're not getting the truth, and the government's trying to already conceal the fact that we really have a surveillance society. But if you listen to Radio Liberty, listen to my program and Alex and Joyce and the others, we've been trying to tell you this for a long period of time. It didn't just start recently. It didn't start with 911. It's been going on for a long period of time, because it's just a small handful of people who control our country. They work through the Trilateral Commission. There's only basically about six major corporations that control the media. Six major corporations control 60% of the banks in this country. So the 12 corporations control 69% of the banks. We'll be glad to verify any of this. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed. The longest shelf life of any product available, and the taste absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguide.com. That's freezedryguide.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we want you to give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But what is the single most important job in the executive branch of government? You know, a appointed job. Now, of course, you have your president, you have your vice president, but of course, what is in the staff? It's the National Security Advisor. And of course, when President Obama first became president, the National Security Advisor was a man named General James Jones. Now, he had actually made the remark one time that he actually got orders on a regular basis from Henry Kissinger. Now, it is not simply a coincidence that General James Jones came from the membership list of the Trilateral Commission. He was a Democrat, and he was getting his orders from Henry Kissinger, who certainly is came from the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, and he's a Republican. Do you think it really matters whether it's Republican or Democrat, or is this simply all part of the facade? Well, of course, General James Jones eventually retired, and then, of course, he was replaced by a man named Thomas Donilon, who'd been with the State Department. And it's just, what are the chances, do you think, that Thomas Donilon came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission? Remember, there's only 87 members of the North American chapter. I mean, I would say there'd probably be about 1 in a 10, 20, 30, 50 million, maybe, yeah, something like that. And, of course, but then Thomas Donilon retired, and he was replaced by a woman named Susan Rice. And where do you think she came from? Why, she came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Now, they all have to drop out of the Trilateral Commission when they go to work for government. Well, what do you think the chances are that three successive chairmen or the head of the National Security Council, National Security Advisor to the President, would came from the same organization? Ladies and gentlemen, it's all a facade. They want you to think that we elect our representatives. We do not. The small group, the Trilateral Commission, controls our government. And you need only to go back and read Barry Goldwater's wonderful book, With No Apologies. And I believe it at page 280. Don't hold me to that. But on page, I believe, 280 of that book, published in 1979, Barry Goldwater said the purpose of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is to gain political and economic control by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. By first seizing control of the political government of the United States, that was 1979. We carry used copies of the book because we think that you really should get the book and hold it in your own hands and look at it and read that chapter. It's all there, the rest of the book. It's a lot of information, interesting information. But the fact that we have a small group that controls our country, and most people have no idea, simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Well, right now we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Hi there. Well, not too bad. I just had a simple question. What does it say about the moral bankruptcy of the electorate when constitutional God-fearing candidates like Bill Federer, Ron Paul, and recently in our area we had this Clint Didier, they're not elected, and yet morally bankrupt people like South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford and Anthony Weiner are elected? The country I grew up in, the mid-20th century, infidelity was a career-ending move, and yet they keep getting elected again and again. Why is this so?
Because we've lost the moral foundation of this country. And so basically, the American people are not getting the truth. It's how you frame an issue. And basically, if you have a controlled media, the American people aren't going to know the truth. And this is the problem we face. The other thing is we never know when they're rigging the elections. Certainly, there were thousands of voting irregularities last November when President Obama got elected. But, of course, the people who control the media didn't want that information out. So they immediately had a scandal, and they focused everybody's attention on General Petraeus's marital infidelity. And that, of course, took our attention off the fact that it probably, in all probability, Obama was not elected. It was all fraudulent. But this is what they did. This is what they did in 1960 when, of course, Joe Kennedy stole the president's election from Richard Nixon. And certainly his son, Jack Kennedy, was elected. But the powers that be told Nixon, do not challenge certainly the results. Why? Because they don't want the American people to know that a lot of the elections are fraudulent. And so basically, why Richard Nixon then was given the opportunity to get elected in 1968, actually, after he gave up his political career in California in 1962. He went to work for a law firm that was controlled by the Rockefellers, and then spent the next 6 years running for the presidency. And his reward was that in 1968, he was elected president. He was rewarded for not bringing out the fraudulent nature of the 1960 election. So I don't know whether these righteous people simply lost out legitimately or illegitimately, but I certainly would reiterate what I've said. An awful lot of our people have lost their moral foundation, to you, and we're in real trouble.
We most certainly are. And I hate to say it because Ronald Reagan, I think, had a lot of admirable qualities about him. But he set a new watermark as he was the first successfully elected president that had ever been divorced. And before that, that was considered a career-ending thing. And, of course, Bill Clinton did nothing to raise the temperament of the office. The exact opposite was true.
Well, you see, when a nation loses its moral foundation, and basically there's been an organized effort to destroy the moral foundation of this country, when they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and moral education out of our schools, when our schools quit celebrating Christmas and Easter, we went from a situation where there are moral absolutes to one where everything is relative, and you make your decisions as to what's right and wrong. That, of course, is the path to disaster, the path that we're on today. Because I believe God is going to remove his blessing, or already has removed his blessing from this country, and I'm frightened to death at what lies ahead. Anything else you want to say, Dee, before we let you go?
Well, on a completely unrelated matter, I finally had the time to get up on the internet and verify what you had claimed about Joel Skousen's plane crash, and it is absolutely astounding. For those that don't know, he was flying a Glass Air 3, which is a 300-mile-an-hour airplane, and the wings came off of it, both wings, and he walked away from that, and tell me that isn't a miracle of God.
Well, I will not tell you it's not a miracle of God. I believe God was looking after Joel Skousen, and I believe God has kept me going. I'm certainly 84 years old. So many of the people I practice medicine with have died off. But certainly doing what I do and saying what I say, I'm sure the only reason I'm still here is because God wants me here, which is why I keep doing what I'm doing. But I will tell you something, that an awful lot of people who do what I do have been killed or had terrible problems, or suddenly their organization has been infiltrated and destroyed. And for whatever reason it is, I believe that I and my family have been preserved. And just I hope that you will pray for us. I know we have people all across America.
Certainly.
But I believe God protected Joel Skousen, and I really do.
He did. But, Joel's getting on in years, as we all are. And I guess my suggestion, for what it's worth, is fly a safer plane. The Super Cub comes to mind. It's only half as fast, but your chances in a crash are way better than that thing. I think the safety record of a Glass Air is horrible in crashes. It's a great transportation if you have the aptitude and the means, but your chances really aren't very good in a crash.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much, Dee.
You bet.
God bless. And okay, that was Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Our telephone's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I do believe that God does work in the affairs of men. And for whatever reason, I'm here after 20 years, and basically when we point out that there's only 87 people who run this country, they control both political parties, our elections are rigged, we have six major corporations that control at least 60% of the major media outlets in the United States, we have six major banks. I should say we have six major corporations that control 90% of the major media outlets and six major banks that control 60% of the financial institutions, 12 that control 69%. And the average individual doesn't understand the reason these banks are too big to fail is because they own the government. So, Jill, let's go to Jeff calling from Michigan. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Jeff. How are we doing?
Hey, good, Dr. Stan. How you doing?
I'm doing just great.
God bless your ministry, and keep on doing what you're doing. I appreciate it. And I wanted to throw out a little food for thought and get your thoughts on it. And it's a minority report, really, because of the way people look at prophecy in America. They claim it's not there in prophecy, etc. But in Daniel chapter 7, you'll see where there's a little horn that comes up, and it uproots three other horns, and they always identify those horns of the beast as the European nations. So they say, well, three European nations are going to be uprooted, and then this little horn is going to come up and become, you know, the prominent one. And I look back at the history of America and see how we uprooted, basically, Spain, France, and Great Britain in order to form the United States. And, you know, I'll just focus on that point for now. And then there's a couple of principles I look at. The fact that the devil hides himself as an angel of light. And then also what you talk about all the time, the fact that there's kind of a shadow government in America, as well as the fact that we have this this military that is so prominent, and in 137 countries, we've got a military presence, and we've almost got sort of an empire going here.
Hold that thought for just a minute. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what they sell. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Jeff. He's calling from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open line Wednesday. And Jeff is just trying to understand. Certainly the prophecies are in the Bible, and there's one place where there's a little horn displaces three horns. And basically, of course, Jeff says that this could be the United States. You could be right. I'm not an expert on prophecy, but I do believe, of course, there are going to be terrible times, because if you read suddenly the Revelation 6, and then you see the writers, the red horse and the riders and the white horse and the black horse and the pale horse. And basically, of course, when you get to the riders and the pale horse, why, they're going to kill a large part of population of a quarter of the world. And then, of course, the following is one of the, this is to be Revelation 6, 9. Why, then they kill 6, 8, 6, 9, 10. Why, they certainly kill another third of the population of the world. I think terrible things lie ahead for the world, Jeff. I think we're just going to have to watch them unfold, but I really do fear that there is an organized, coordinated effort. And basically, it's all laid out in what they call the plan. They have a master plan. And basically, you can go up and read it. It's called Agenda 21, where they talk about eliminating most of the population of the world. And that's just what the prophecy talks about. They talk about certainly how they're going to have these cataclysms. They're going to get us out of our cars. They're going to deindustrialize America. They're going to get us out of our homes. How in the world would they ever be able to do all of those things? How would they be able to kill off the majority of our population? The people would rise up, of course, in righteous indignation. But what would happen if there was some other event that would happen, like an EMP attack? And probably within a year, 90% of the population of this country would be dead. And if you go back and you read, of course, the plan, it's laid out there at the Georgia Guidestones there in Elberton, Georgia. They're talking about the elimination of 90% of the population of the world. These people are deadly serious. We're in real trouble. I don't know how it's going to be played out, but I do believe a cataclysmic event is coming, and whether that's going to be financial collapse, whether it's going to be a nuclear war, whether it's going to be an EMP attack, whether it's going to be some sort of a disease, I don't know. But I believe that God is going to bring judgment on this nation, because this nation is turned against God.
Amen. Amen. And just a final comment on this whole thing. People talk about the revived Roman Empire, et cetera. And, you know, it should be pretty clear to everybody that the United States is made up of mostly European people, you know, when you look at it. And the other fact is that we are integrally involved in Israel and the things, and we're allied with Israel, which is basically the seat of Jewish religion. And then we're also allied with Saudi Arabia, which is the seat of Islam, and then Christianity is basically, we're supposed to be the Christian nation. So you almost have the three great religions. We've got connections there, and then we're also involved with the peace process, and that's where the Antichrist will sooner or later take his throne, is in Israel. So I think there's a connection there between us and all these factors, I think, are working together. And, I just wanted to throw that out there and give you some food for thought.
Well, let me just point out, first of all, America is no longer a Christian nation. Secondly, Israel does not represent what I think is best for the Jewish people. I believe it. Israel today is a surrogate of the United States and does exactly what they're told. Why in the world would they be opposing Assad? Assad has been there for a long time. He's never had any aggression towards Israel. They've lived together in a symbiotic relationship. And now, of course, it's that Israel is supporting the Arabs, certainly the radicals, who are trying to overthrow Assad. And if they're victorious, why, of course, they will use that as a base for attacking Israel. If the radicals would be successful, they'll have access to the anti-aircraft weapons. They'll have access to the chemical weapons that Assad has. Why, in heaven's name, is Israel doing what they're doing? And I believe they're doing what they're doing because they're simply a surrogate of the United States. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're, it's open lines, give us a call or don't be bashful. Go ahead, Jeff. No, I think we're in real trouble. What's going on over there in the Near East, the Middle East, really doesn't make sense. We've overthrew the government of Egypt, of Tunisia, of Libya, and we've installed the Muslim Brotherhood. Why would we do that? We certainly control the governments in both Afghanistan and Iraq. And we put in new constitutions with Sharia law, which drove out the Christians. Why would we do that? Doesn't make sense. If you look at it logically, if you understand powerful spiritual forces at work that want to destroy Christianity, it makes a lot of sense. Hang on for just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly it's open line of Wednesday, and we have Benny calling from Spokane. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Betty, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. A couple years ago, I did a play for just like a civic theater thing, and we did it at the Masonic Temple. And there were a bunch of Masons there, and it was, they had all these pictures of them, and it was really weird. What do you think about the Masons?
Well, I think that the Masons are a satanic organization. Now, first of all, I think that most Masons don't understand Masonry. I think that you have a two-level society. You have an outer society made up of men who certainly enjoy the camaraderie, they want to do good, and they join the Masons because it has a lot of good business advantages. But then you have an inner segment And basically, this is made up of people who study the Arcanum and Canorum. And, of course, it's a secret and the secret of secrets. And basically, of course, what I've said is simply quoting from Mandy P. Hall's book, Lectures on Ancient Philosophy. So it's a two-tiered organization. Most Masons don't understand Masonry, but it's a real core. It is satanic. Okay?
Okay. Aren't there a bunch of Southern Baptist ministers who are Masons?
I beg your pardon?
Aren't there a bunch of Southern Baptist ministers who are Masons?
Yes, there are, and I'm very, very worried about them. I don't know if they don't know what it's about. I think you can't generalize. Some of them may not know, but some of them do know. And basically, they've infiltrated the Baptist church because they want to destroy it. Remember, Chris, the church, when the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in 1962, and they were responsible for the decision that took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and the church did not object. I believe it's because the hierarchy of the Protestant and the Catholic Church both have been infiltrated by Masons, and we do not have proper leadership. And I hate to say that, but I really believe it's true. And certainly you can just tell, recently the Pope came out and he talks about the gay lobby operating at the highest level of the Vatican. And if you've never heard our interviews with Malachi Martin, they're well worthwhile getting. They're available on CD. There are four of them. And they're called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. He talks about the satanic groups that are actually there within the inner core of the Vatican, operating there. They operate secretly, but they're there. And basically, he talks about this feigned human sacrifice that is staged to actually coincide with a real human sacrifice that's being taking place elsewhere. This comes from a book that Malachi wrote, a fictional book. But I asked him off the air, I said, Malachi, is this really true? And he says, it really is true, but I have to put it in fictional form. I can't tell the rest of the story. Anything else, Benny?
Also, aren't there a lot of present Masons? Were Masons as president?
Well, there have been. I think that the last president who was a Mason was Gerald Ford. But basically, about a third of our presidents have been Masons. And certainly in a period between 1941 and 1969, the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 6-1. But basically, since that time, there's only been one Mason, that was Thurgood Marshall. And so they've sort of backed away from that. Certainly our last three Masonic presidents, well, four, were certainly FDR, certainly Harry Truman, and of course Ronald Reagan was an honorary Mason, and certainly Gerald Ford was a Mason as well. Actually, Lyndon Johnson was a Mason too. He never got, I think, before the first or second degree, but basically, we haven't had a Mason since then, but the people who are in the presidency are tightly controlled by people from the occult, and many of them themselves are involved in the occult, as was the case with certainly Bill Clinton was involved in the occult. George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush were both involved in the occult. They were part of the Skull and Bones, which is a secret occult society, which is Luciferian in origin. So it's not necessarily Masons. There are lots of branches of Luciferianism. Many secret societies out there, which is what my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is all about, or my talk, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, if we recommend these to you. Anything else, Benny?
No, thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and this is the time when we hope that you'll call in, and we can get, of course, a chance to talk to you and answer your questions or hear what your thoughts are. But it's very important that you understand that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. Now, people think we're involved in a political or an ideological or cultural or financial conflict, but it's really spiritual. And behind everything going on are these powerful spiritual forces. Well, let's go to Rich, who's calling us from Aromas. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And how you doing, Rich?
Hi, Grandpa Liberty. It's always an honor and privilege to talk to you.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, and we're enjoying the eggs you brought over, so go right ahead.
I squeezed them especially for you, Grandpa.
We appreciate that.
Hey, Grandpa, today Bernanke said he's going to start cutting back on those bond buying, you know, that QE3 and QE, I think it's QE3 and QE4, $85 billion a month. And that sent the market down 216 points, and gold and silver at the all-time, or so far this low, it's even lower in the aftermarket again. We're at the low on silver anyways at 21 and change. Do you think this could be the start of the pullback?
I think it really could be, and basically whether it's going to be now or later, but sooner or later they have to actually cut back on their bond buying. Right now they're buying $85 billion a month in bonds. It's the only thing that's keeping the market going. If they stop pouring all that money in, why, of course, then the market will collapse. If they don't stop pouring the money in, they'll destroy the value of our currency, and it'll collapse. So basically, it doesn't really matter what they do. The whole financial system is going to be destroyed. It's not a matter of if, but when. And what form it'll take? Will it be an inflationary or a hyperinflationary collapse, or will it be a deflationary collapse? It's going to be fascinating, but my plea with people is get your financial house in order. Get as much out of debt as you can. Lay in a supply of gold and food, and lay in supplies, because who knows what's going to happen, but I think we're moving into a very unstable time, and if you're in the major cities, get out of them. Anything else, Rich?
Well, no, it seems like about 16 months ago, $200, $225 at Costco would do all right for me and my kids. Now it's up to $3, $3.50 for basically the same product with just one package of hamburger. I mean, if people don't realize that if they can't see the prices are going up, and they're really sneaky about it, you know, they're going up 50 cents here, a dollar here, you know, 75 cents here. But when you have a family, that adds up really fast.
I know it does, and I think a lot of people are going to have to lower their living standards. And it's unfortunate, but this is what happens. People have not been really watching what was going on. They thought everything was going to be fine, but it's not, because the people in charge want to destroy this country. Why? They want to lower our living standards, and people have to go up on the internet and certainly read up on Agenda 21, the master plan, where they openly talk about lowering our living standards, forcing us out of our cars, shutting down our industries, deindustrializing America, certainly, and they want to get us out of our homes into sort of little shacks that they multi-story. The buildings, you know, and the only way they're going to do that is to precipitate a massive crisis of one sort or another. I think we're in for real trouble. I think you're ideally situated. You hang on to your property there, Rich.
Well, thank you, Grandpa. And like a friend of mine said, today we were talking about what's going on with gold and silver, and he wrote on, I think it's Amex blog, who would you rather have, a handful of worthless paper or a pocket full of valuable coin?
Well, I think your friend is very, very smart. I don't know whether the price of gold is going to go up or down. I think it's going to go up, and I think the price of silver. But when the whole thing comes down, there's going to have to be some sort of a standard for our financial system. And certainly the paper system doesn't work. Why? Because you'd have to have responsible people in government that would keep it from being expanded. Well, basically, we've gone from about $500 billion in circulation back in the year 2000 to about $3.2 trillion at the present time. And then you multiply that a dozen times and you get to the tragic situation where we are now. There's so much money out there circulating around the world. And one of these days, when it comes back to America, it will just totally destroy the value of our currency and impoverish everyone who certainly has their life savings in paper money. Get out of paper, get into tangibles, whether it be gold and silver, whether it be property, whether it would be a commodity of some sort. but you have to get your wealth into something that is tangible. Do not trust paper money, because if you study the history of paper money, sooner or later it always fails. Anything else before we let you go?
Well, Grandpa, don't forget the Walmart, the German currency. That's a good example. And there's one more other thing on Stephen Quayle's website. They had Be the Economist, and he said that he thinks he's in a gold and silver too. He's a broker, and he thinks, according to the chat that he gets from the what they call the, you know, where they do the trading in New York, that they're going to try to push the metal down to $16 to $18 on silver, and maybe down to $1,100 on gold before they pile in and try buying it all.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll tell you what, the Chinese are buying gold. Indians are buying gold. Everybody in the world is buying gold, and anybody with any sense would be buying it. Hey, God bless. Talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Grandpa Liberty.
Bye-bye, and let's go to Bruce is calling us from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Hi. Okay. I just wanted to comment on what he said about responsible people in government. That'll never happen. Anytime I call my congressman anymore, he's Republican, I say, if you want to destroy the Republican Party, come right out honestly and tell us that. Oh, with this immigration thing. We don't need another Cameron or George W. Bush.
Yeah. Bruce, speak just a little louder.
When I call my congressman anymore, I say, just come right out and honestly tell us you want to destroy the Republican Party. You know, don't say you're trying to save it by allowing more immigration. Because it's going to, if it doesn't turn the country more Democratic, it'll turn it more Democratic-like. And our Republican candidates will all be like George W. or David Cameron over in England. He's a gay marriage supporter. You know, so we don't need that. So let us honestly know that you don't want to be conservatives anymore, and we'll form our own conservative party. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I had a question about eggs and teeth. A filling fell out of my upper left molar, big as a pencil eraser, and I see my dentist tomorrow. Do they have, like, non-amalgam fillings that aren't, you know, they don't cost an arm and a leg?
Oh, yeah, they have composite fillings, plastic fillings, and that's what you should
plastic
get.
Plastic fillings.
Plastic,
okay.
Right.
And it won't break if I'm chewing on popcorn?
No, no. These are specifically made, so they'll hold up very, very well. No, if you get rid of your mercury fillings and get a composite filling, I had them put in 15 years ago. They've held up very well.
Okay, eggs. I was thinking about calling in when the freeze-dry guy or somebody like that was there just to, you know, ask him an appropriate question, but I don't know if it is appropriate. There's a neighbor lives about half a mile away, not even that, more like a quarter of a mile, just outside the city limits. And he's got a farm. I say, God bless him. He's got goats and chickens. And he's starting to rebuild an old barn that was falling apart. And when I drive by, every week he's got eggs for sale. Now, isn't there something about getting salmonella from those roadside eggs? Or are they safe to
I think they're buy? Probably pretty safe. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, I would like to start frequenting the guy.
Well, I think he might be a good friend. I would try to elevate him, okay?
So I don't have to wash him or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, certainly wash him, but I wouldn't worry about the contamination inside.
Okay. All right, well, thanks a lot.
God bless, and let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, John, how are we doing?
We're doing good, thank you very much.
Do you have a question?
I have a comment, perhaps you could reflect on this as well. I was in a coffee house up here in Spokane, and some soldiers came in, and they were off duty. They were just in civvies and what have you. I could tell by their T-shirts and haircuts that these guys were in the Army. And so one of the guys, I gave him one of the Alex Jones's cards and asked him about if he was familiar with some of the stuff that was going on and what have you. And then we got into, you know, the oath, defending the Constitution and what have you. And he commented that he says, well, but there's a second oath that you take to defend the chain of command. And that was like a surprise to me. So this afternoon I went in. My shop is just a couple doors down from the National Guard recruit office. So I went in there and talked to the guy. And he was very cordial. Anyway, he gave me the sheet that they make their affirmation or their oath on. And that clarified it. He said, this is probably what the kid was referring to. And anyway, he said, what it says here, this would be for the Army. And the only addition to National Guard would be the, you'd have a comment in terms of an oath to your state's constitution. But he says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to regulations and a uniform code of military justice, to help me God.
Yes, I think I think that's probably very legitimate. But of course, you remember what they're talking about. You promise to obey to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign or domestic. Who are these domestic enemies? Our founding fathers realized there were going to be domestic enemies, those who are trying to destroy this country from within. Now these people are in positions of power. I believe, of course, that Barack Obama is a Muslim, because he said he is. You can see his interview on my website where he actually says, my Muslim faith. I think that Barack Obama, however, is totally controlled by the subversive group we've talked about. And basically, if he were to do what he really wanted to do, they would send him on a trip to Dallas. So basically, I think it's up to our military, and I hope and pray that the people in the military will abide by their oaths and defend us against all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what it takes now. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
God. Well, go ahead, John. We're just about out of time. Have a quiet thought. Go ahead.
But in terms of these are very they're decisions that are true dilemmas. There is no easy choice because it's like the situation where the court is stacked against you, and whether you're a citizen and you're going, well, you know, filing a income tax is unconstitutional, and then we know that, of course, it's unconstitutional. It doesn't matter. They'll enforce it with force. And it's just like the military person. He goes, well, these orders are unconstitutional. And we go, of course it's unconstitutional. They're going to do it in force.
But then the American John, what we have to do is do what's right and hope that there'll be enough people out there that will support us. More and more people are learning, and we have to do what's right, okay?
Okay.
God bless. Thanks very much. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is the certainly the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to get to Eric calling us from Michigan, but basically, if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not, well, why, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Certainly, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get our 4-CD set entitled The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. We have a 4-CD set on certainly a TWA Flight 800. Basically, it's one we made at the time, but it's very informative and it is available. All of them are available, the 4-CD set by Wisdom of Malachi Martin, the 4-CD set on TWA 800, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters if you're in a position to do that. We hope, of course, that many of you will want to get your health products from us because this helps us. Certainly, our prices are very competitive, but the important thing is that we have a lot of products, good products that we know the origin of, and that basically they will certainly stand you in good stead. You need to be taking supplementary vitamin D3. You need to have alibiotic on hand, which is a combination of various products that will help to build up your immune system. It's not antibiotic, but alibiotic, and that has oil of oregano and several other important products in it. And then, of course, you need to be taking supplementary magnesium and selenium, and many people need to be taking supplementary calcium. If you'd like a list of the health products that you should be on, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, of course, is radioliberty.com. We hope you'll go there. We do carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We do carry certainly the Berkey products. And if you don't have a big Berkey or certainly a Berkey Light water filter, you need to have something on hand so that you can actually take water and make it potable and safe to drink. And you should have extra filters on hand. And certainly if you have a family, why, of course, you should get them a Berkey water filter because you can get by without food, but you can't get by without water for very long. And then simply if you're in a position to get the antibiotics, you should have a supply of antibiotics on hand. And if you can't get them through your doctor, and I'd suggest you go to him and try to get them, let me suggest that you go to a veterinary store and get them, and you can buy them there for your dog. And it's pretty much the same thing. And you want to have a supply of health products, but you also want to have some antibiotics if you want to take other standard medication. And a lot of people take Digitalis, as I do. Lay in a good supply of them. Because I will tell you that if something cataclysmic happens, and I honestly believe it's going to happen, why you give anything at all to get the products you need to protect your health and your family's health. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with gold.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion is going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they happen to be the views, certainly, of Barry Shamish, who is an investigative reporter who was over in Israel for about 30 years, reporting on what was going on there, but he was getting too close to the seats of power. The very evil people working at the upper echelons of government and for his own safety, and he had to come to the United States. And so, of course, we try to get Barry on to keep us abreast of what's really going on in the Holy Land. And basically, of course, we know that the people over there are very, very concerned about certainly some sort of an attack coming in from Syria. And basically, of course, we do know that basically Assad was beginning to win the conflict over there. It looked like things had quieted on down. And now, of course, we're going to go in, and we can. We've already killed about 93,000 Syrians have been killed largely by the rebels. And certainly when you have a war and you're there, why you get killed by both sides. We never talk about the fact that the rebels that we finance are killing a lot of people, just like Assad's forces are killing people. When you're in a war zone, why, no one's life, family are safe. And there are about 4 million Syrians that have been driven out of their homes. There are about 93,000 on the last count that have been killed. And so what's the solution? Why we're going to arm the rebels, certainly with the more powerful weapons so they can kill more in the way of civilians. And then the Saudis are going to give surface-to-air missiles to the rebels so they can shoot on planes. If that happens, of course, the Russians will increase their aid. And what we're doing is certainly stirring a cauldron that's going to create all sorts of problems. Barry Shamish, tell us what's, from your point of view, what's going on. Do you want to talk about Syria? Do you want to talk about tonight?
Did you receive my article a couple of days ago?
Yes, I did. And I thought it was very, very good, as always.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's what's going on. Look, I'm going to do my best to keep it on Shimon. Look, Shimon Peres, Israel's, quite frankly, appalling, violent, mass-murdering president. And I won't hold back. My, oh boy. He was just celebrated for his 90th birthday. You know, Barbara Streisand blew up the candles. And, you know, for his 80th birthday, I was outside the festival, and we actually had an effect. There were a few thousand of us making the point that he wasn't popular, and it got around. But this year, Bill Clinton, he flew to Israel, was paid $500,000, by the way, by the Israeli government, who also paid $12 million for Shimon Peres' birthday party. This came from the Israeli taxpayer. Well, let's first of all begin with Bill Clinton, CFR. All right, we want to stick with that theme tonight. What he told the Israelis for Shimon's birthday. I hear the music, so I won't get started till it ends.
All right, fine. We'll go right ahead. But of course, our guest is Barry Shamish. Special Investigative Report from Israel, living now, of course, on the east coast of the United States. And, of course, he's been following the career of Simon Peres for a long period of time. Peres has killed an awful lot of people over there, killed an awful lot of people, so he could advance his political career. And nobody talks about it. There are a few people, but he's been able to get away, frankly, with murder many, many times. We'll be back in a moment. Barry, right ahead.
Yeah, well, when I investigated Rabin, and I proved beyond doubt that it was Paris who organized the Rabin assassination, then groups of Sephardim, including the Yemenites, and all of them, all the children who were blasted with X-rays, massive doses in their brains, that was Shimon Peres. He was the head of the Israeli Atomic Energy Commission, and he sacrificed an entire people.
For our listeners, basically, this is a story. Basically, this was many, many years ago, but you know, U.S. Atomic Energy Commission wanted Sydney guinea pigs to find out the effect of radiation on the heads of children. And so Peres, for one reason or another, whether he was bribed financially, I don't know.
Oh, please. But
basically what he did, he actually turned over over 100,000 Sephardic to be used as guinea pigs for this American Sydney Atomic Energy Commission study, and they radiated them. They justified it, saying they had ringworm. That wasn't it at all. They wanted to see how much damage they do. They killed about 6,000 of the children.
Yeah, in the first year, right. It's a tragic story.
And this is told in Barry's latest book, and the stinger, not the stung. And it's well worthwhile getting the book just to read that story, because you'll never get elsewhere. The United States Atomic Energy Commission radiated these children who had for no reason at all other than to see the effect of radiation on their heads, and they killed 6,000 of them, and many of them still have never recovered.
They haven't. No, they haven't. And it was American X-ray machines. But that's not today's story. We're going to talk about the birthday party and what Clinton said. And this is amazing stuff, because they rigged the audience, and there were standing ovations, and there was a big celebration. And most Israelis were heartbroken that Peres is even alive. Actually, I want him to stay alive and face charges, but fat chance of that. Well, nonetheless, here's what Clinton said. He said that, and he got an award, by the way. Peres, he loves giving awards. If you've never heard of the presidential award, he made it up. A couple of other people, I think the Pope got one, and it's just a made-up award. Well, Clinton got it, flew to Israel, and gave this speech. And he said,
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish, and he's talking about Shimon Peres's birthday party. And he's 90 years old, and they said they had Barbara Streisand there. They gave Bill Clinton $500,000 to come over there, and of course, to give some sort of award to Shimon Peres, who is a very...
No, it was to Clinton.
Oh, it was to Clinton. Okay, go ahead.
It was the Israeli Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so here's Clinton. Well, first of all, he says, thanks to demographic changes, Israel will have to separate from the Palestinian population in order to maintain its majority. By the way, that's been proven false time and time again. But he goes on, he says, oh, my goodness, here's what Peres said of Clinton. He said that, my dearest friend, President Bill Clinton, and when I call you my friend, I know that I speak for the entire people of Israel. Does he believe that? That's the first thing. He is not the people of Israel don't like Clinton one little bit. In fact, he brought Oslo and they despise him. The majority either don't know or they dislike him. but Parrish says that, well, the entire people of Israel are grateful, look at this, for his unwavering commitment to the Jewish people. And here's how Peres ends his speech. He added that Clinton's work, quote, laid the foundations which one day will bring peace to our region, that two-state solution. Well, now get ready for the punchline to this. Well, Clinton, again, Peres calls him the dearest friend. He said that Peres said the concept of the two-state solution is your. That means 26. Listen, if he had any propriety, he would have at least found a prayer for old age in the Jewish Torah. And that says a lot to me. But you have to understand, and I'm going to dive now into this, the top of American foreign policy. That is, of course, John Kerry, Susan Rice, and Samantha Powers. Rice is NSA, Powers is UN. They hate Israel. I mean, that many people have noted that, but more to the point, they're all CFR. All of them. They're all CFR. Now, remember, the Council on Foreign Relations only boasts 4,200 members. The American diplomatic, the top of the American diplomatic community is all CFR right now. Susan Wright is the 18th NSA director. John Kerry is the 22nd CFR Secretary of State. Well, whoever Obama may be, the CFR are running the show. And by the way, I want to remind you, before I get back on target, it wasn't a month ago that John McCain, CFR, went to Turkey, met with the rebels of Syria, and who knows what precisely was agreed to, but you know that you know he was arranging some horrible deal with the United States. Again, CFR. Now I'm gonna quote you something right now that you may not have known, but this is, well, I'll read the quote from the press and then dive into it. Armed American guards are providing security for the UN. They were filmed and stopped by an IDF reserve officer in the Arab village of Walache around Bethlehem. He saw this sight of the UN followed by this, an SUV. Something clicked in him and he videotaped it. And then he approached. Excuse me. I'm congested. I apologize. Then he approached the SUV and an American security officer came out. And, well, the officer was totally unaware that American security is being provided to UN forces in Judea and Samaria, but they are. They are. Now, the American came out of the SUV to meet the officer, and he's not named, and he said that we're from an American security company. What, private security? The UN hired a private American security company, and the officer noticed that he had a handgun in his belt. Look, it's the conclusion is, well, I'll read the conclusion. This is from the IDF officer. It is not clear why armed U.S. security personnel are traveling on the roads of Judea and Samaria and by what permission they are doing so. You heard that first probably from me.
But obviously, people at the highest levels of the Israeli government are going right along with that.
Oh, they have to. Sure. Come on.
And so basically, Netanyahu, I believe, has always been simply an extension, a surrogate for the people in Washington, D.C. I think that he does exactly what he's told to do. And if he didn't, why, they'd send him on a trip to Damascus or something. But go ahead.
Well, what about John Kerry, CFR? Again, he met with Netanyahu the Thursday before. Wasn't so long ago. It was last week. And he proposed that Israel freeze construction east of the 1949 armistice line. Have you ever seen a map of Israel from 49? Let's just say it's beyond intolerable. It's a setup. But that's what he did. Now, Netanyahu, it's not clear if he agreed to this. I'll bet he did, though. Bet you anything he did. All construction, according to Kerry, has to stop before the peace talks can resume again. So this is Kerry of the CFR. I'm going to be repeating CFR during our little talk. They've taken over the show, and frankly, they planned a war. They planned this war. Look, again, just to summarize, before I dive into other topics, and I got some beauties this week. Mohammed El-Baridi was on the board of the crisis group of George Soros, CFR. He's in Egypt, mucking things up there beautifully. Libya, when Gaddafi wouldn't go peacefully, American Air Force came in and bombed him. It's not hidden that you've got the CFR stuff. You can call it American. I call it CFR now. And we'll dive into that a little more. They're all over the place. But the fact of the matter is they're behind this stuff in a very serious way. And you don't have to be a news reporter yet. Well, the public don't have the instincts of a news reporter. They aren't putting they're not putting it together. Again, 4,200 members, the NSA head, the UN rep, and the Secretary of State, all CFR. Go online, look them all up. They're all CFR.
A small little clique that really is part of the, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness that rules the world. Right ahead.
All right. Look, I'm going to return just briefly to something. You know, the anger I have at Israel, this week it just rose to a new height. Now, do I have time to start a new topic?
No, you don't, but we'll get to that in just a moment, I guess. Of course, Barry Shamish, and we'll be back in a moment here with Barry right here at Radio Liberty. Barry, you go right ahead.
Look, I wrote Who Murdered Rabin, and I proved. And by the way, I'm not the first. It's a long, long row of people who have accused Yehuda Hiss of stealing organs, of burying terrorists with Jews. He was the head of the Forensic Medical Institute. He covered up the Rabin assassination. The entire autopsy was... every doctor was overturned by the coroner, Yehuda Hiss. The man is... Well, I'm not going to go into adjectives right now. You can't be lower. You can't. No human being can be lower. Well, actually, you can be Paris. Yeah, you can be lower, but he's way, way down there. He was honored by the Institute of Forensic, by all the doctors of Israel's forensic medicine. They threw him a dinner and gave him an award. Listen, I can't tell you I can't tell you how deeply disappointed when I read a thing like that I am. But that's what happened. And let's just carry on. It's just so, I can't believe that the country would honor a president. He's not a Jew. Okay, I won't dive into that, but I was going to say a good Jew. This guy's a major criminal. Well, whatever the Israeli people think, New York Times think, everyone was celebrating Paris. Look, all these Sephardim who were protesting, they are all hushed up. They were all imprisoned. There's no one, like I say, on for his 80th, we got a few thousand people out. We made a difference. Not a soul protests anymore. They don't exist. Now, something awful is about to happen to Israel. And I spoke to pretty good source. Look, hear me out, and hear me out well. Probably the Shiites, if they are about to fall between Syria and Hezbollah, they could launch, if they decided to, if there was nothing to lose, they could launch in coordination. Now, this is from my source. Up to 100,000 missiles in one day. He writes me. He says, in private, the army brass is admitting that they cannot deal with a mass barrage of the missiles. They can't do it. And I've been saying this for the longest time. If you coordinate that attack, Israel will not survive it. And frankly, we last week spoke about Danny Danon, the deputy minister of defense, telling the Jews, get ready to run to Samaria, and so on and so forth. They're scared. How do we put this nicely? They're scared, all right? I won't tell you how scared they are, but my source wrote me that the devastation...
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in a moment here.
Right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is simply expressing really the fear that certainly informed Israelis have. And that is, of course, that if the something major, cataclysmic, is going to happen to Israel, that basically they're considering that if it looks like the Shias, Muslims are going to be defeated, certainly why they would certainly not hesitate at all to make a major missile launch against Israel. They could launch as many as 100,000 missiles in one day. Basically, there is no way at all that Israel could handle a massive missile attack from both Syria and from Hezbollah.
Well, my source has Egypt.
Egypt, okay, well...
He has if Mitzrayim. By the way, Mitzrayim is the Hebrew name for Egypt.
But because some of the people there, key people in Israel, are saying, if it looks like something is going to happen, flee to Samaria. Now, why flee to Samaria? Why? Because there are a lot of Arabs there. And, of course, the Arabs are not going to bomb Arabs. They certainly want to go bomb the areas that are primarily Jewish. But certainly a lot of the people, key people in Israel, are frightened to death that something is imminent, and so am I. Go right ahead, Barry.
And so am I. Look, what's going on in Samaria ain't so hot itself. They've been tearing down. You know, Jews have gone on the offense against the army, coming in and throwing them out of their houses. And they've got spies inside the army, and they've gathered protests before the army could get there. And two Jews were sentenced for... fairly mild sentence of instead of spying, it was, I guess, aiding the enemy. They got a few months, but it was a parade when they had to leave for prison. You've got the Jews how can we say it? I've been saying this for the longest time. You have to fight the army, but it's too late. Well, maybe it's not. We lost Gaza because the Jews wouldn't defend their own homes. They're trying to defend their own homes in Gaza. And you've got a real mess. You've got Paris having a birthday, whereas out in Samaria, they're fighting the Israeli army. The Israeli concern itself is, listen, if this business, here's my my source again. I'm going to quote him. For the concern about the Muslim missiles, I got it from professionals in the army upper levels, and they are complaining that the soldiers working the arrow system, the arrow is supposed to be an anti-missile missile system, $250,000 for every $5,000 missile knocked down. My source. You know what? His first name is Dan. I can say that. Leave it at that. He says the complaints of soldiers working the air system, it's giving them it's unpredictable, it's hard to operate, and, well, it's not reliable. Here's the actual quote from him. Soldiers are saying the aerial missile system is now giving them trouble, not cooperating and difficult to deal with. And then he adds, whatever that's supposed to mean. That was my source talking about, look, the anti-missile missile system is not going to stop 100,000 missiles anyway. All right. So we could put that belief aside, but nonetheless, the soldiers are saying it's not working. All right, that's from my little source. Oh, what a mess this! You know, again, the anger I felt at again the media. New York Times-ish media who just celebrated Paris without understanding that his army is about to collapse, that his country is about to be taken over, and I'll talk about that after the music ends.
Well, I share your concern. Barry, I don't think the average American really realizes the danger that Israel's in today. This is probably the worst danger, I think, that I've seen since I can't remember, and I've been following this for a good long while. But basically, of course, the people over there certainly are all getting extra gas masks. They've all got special rooms that they have. We don't hear about this sort of thing. The average American has very little idea what's going on over there. All we know is what we read in the newspaper. And I can assure you, what you read in the newspaper, most of it just isn't true. Barry, you go right ahead.
Well, you know what? Just to throw in some more trouble looming, and then I'm going to get back to Israel. But there was a blooper on the air in Egypt. A politician didn't realize. He thought he was off the air, and he was talking about Ethiopia. They're building a dam on the Nile, which is different than the the Nasser Dam in Egypt, because, you know, the water from the Nile flowed, then it was blocked in Egypt. If the Ethiopians put up a dam, the water won't get to Egypt. And they're threatening a war over, if this dam is started, they're going to put an end to it. So let's just throw in that as well, okay? This is a very strange week in a way.
Well, now, have the Ethiopians started the dam yet or not?
No.
Okay, fine.
I don't think so. You know what? I said no like I know. I think...
We'll have to look that up. I somehow had the idea that they were making their preparations, or maybe that even started it, and the Egyptians were furious, but we'll have to check
that out. Oh, you've heard this story, huh?
Okay, yeah, I've heard it, and well, we try to keep our ear to the ground because this whole area is so vitally important. There's so many of the things that are going on in the world. Revolve around this, and Egypt plays an important part. And if they get into a war with Ethiopia, why? Well, who knows? Anyway, go right ahead.
Well, I brought it up. Just look, the instability is beyond belief. Okay, it's just simply beyond belief. And it's, well, there's only one way to bring peace to the Arab world, and that way is to turn their attention to Israel. And that's the only way.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And of course, Barry is simply talking about the fact that there is a question that the Ethiopians are talking about building a dam across the river that goes into the Aswan Dam that feeds the Nile. And basically, because this is the upper reaches of the Nile, of course, the Egyptians are furious to think about the Ethiopians cutting off the water to the Nile because, of course, as somebody said, Egypt is the Nile and the Nile is Egypt. So if the Ethiopia were to go ahead with their plan to build a dam, why there could very well be a conflict or a war between Egypt and Ethiopia. It's something you're not hearing about, but Barry brings this up, pointing out there's all sorts of instability over there. But so the one thing that'll tend to unite all these quarreling, these feuding Arab groups over there would be certainly their common hatred of Israel. Go right ahead.
Well, again, when you're talking about a massive missile attack, I would tend to say that only if Hezbollah and Syria are going to lose. I mean, they have nothing whatsoever to lose by having their countries bombed if, you know, can Israel react fast enough to a massive 100,000 missile attack to actually bomb anyone? My source says no, it can't be done. That's what my source says. And by the way, I have people, look, I'm going to speculate. Canada, has been very, very good to Israel lately. And people are writing me and saying that they're planning to move the Jews of Israel to somewhere in Canada, and that's what's behind that. Look, I'm not going to stand by that, okay? But I'm telling you what I'm hearing, okay? That's all. This one is not true. But this is what I'm hearing. Now I'll tell you things that are down to earth and they are provable and true. And it's not a matter of hearing. At the University of Jerusalem, which, by the way, I graduated from all those years ago with an MA. And it wasn't, well, they held a conference. Now, I'm going to give you a little background about Israeli politics. There's a party called Yesh Atid. There's a future. Boy, what an ironic name for a party that's going to turn out to be. They joined forces with the Beit HaYudi, that's Bennett's party. In other words, they joined forces with a right-wing party, and supposedly they had a common ground, supposedly. Well, at this conference, Knesset member, again, Ofer Shalach, you don't know Ofer Shalach, it's okay, but he gave the usual baloney, you know, that Israeli occupation of lands liberated during the 67 war are an obstacle to peace, and that we're becoming like South Africa. You know, you hear this, these kind of things, deaf ears to Israelis. That's just far left rhetoric. And, well, you know, I spoke to Herman, and apparently there is a movie, The 20 Years of Oslo, that was distributed on the day of Peres' birthday. I distributed my article on the day of Peres' birthday. I don't know if you noticed that, but I did. And what it comes down to is nobody's listening to the left. They see that the 2,000 people, Israelis, civilians, have died since Oslo. That nobody is fooled by this rhetoric. I'm going to quote him a little more before I dive into why I brought this up. Here is what was said at the conference. Israel's diplomatic position is deteriorating. No doubt about that, but not for the reasons he says. He says, we will always have Micronesia, which voted against the Palestinian statehood bid at the UN. But we've got a situation where only 9 countries voted with us against the Palestinians. That's because, here it is, the occupation corrupts. Look, in 1995, you heard these words, and somehow enough people, well, actually in 1995, they were out in the streets of Israel, up to 300,000 protesting against Oslo. But nonetheless, this is what the left told us, that we're not going to be corrupt and the Israeli justice system will rise above the occupation. They gave speeches like that. All right. Now, and as I said, he is in the Likud coalition. I know, just try to understand that. All right, leave it at that. But also speaking at this convention was M.K., and that's member of Knesset, sorry, Eitan Kabel. And boy, do I know him, and do I have a story about him. Eitan Kabel. All right, let's go back. And I gave a speech at Hebrew University in 1997. Right, 7. And I don't know why they did it, but they turned it into such, they went nuts. They, when they heard that Hebrew University, the Foreign Students Association, had invited me to tell the truth about Rabin, essentially, they went nuts. And before this conference began, I was invited by Israel TV and my Reeve newspaper, but Israel TV filmed me. And they said, I'm in for a real night tonight. I didn't know. I thought I was just going to give a speech. But she said, no, not going to be you a speech. You're going to have all kinds of trouble tonight. Didn't know. And by the way, she filmed me, and I stumbled the first time. But luckily, the film didn't work. I had a second shot. And I was good. I was good. I simply said, listen, I'm wrong. Well, you're not going to find out unless you hear me speak. And that went over, it made me so rational and decent and all that, all through Israel. There were only 2 news stations. I was on the main one, the government one. Well, she warned me. I was walking into, well, literally a lion's den, all right, Eitan Kabel, who was speaking at this conference at my university, at Hebrew University, he was there leading the anti-Chambers faction. I get there. And by the way, on my left is Brian Bunn, and on my right is Joel Baderman, and then there's David Perkins. We walk into the auditorium. Eitan Kabel comes up to me, and he's saying, "Don't hit me. Don't you dare hit me." Who was going to hit him? You know, really. But he repeated this over and over again, trying to get me to react. And look, I didn't. But they blocked everyone from getting in except the media, who they assumed I would be shown to be a crackpot, and the issue would be over. In fact, that's not what happened. I gave out the documents that I was going to give out for the speech, and a lot of people decided that I wasn't such a crackpot. Everything they did worked against them. At the end of this evening, spooky, spooky thing happened. We are told that Eitan Kabel wants to see me. And I told him he can go take a hike. I don't want to see him. Why should I go see him? And then we were told, we were separated. It was me and David Perkins. Bunn and Bainerman were separated from us. We were taken to a booth, a guard post, and stood in there, not knowing what would happen next. And, well, David says, "I think they're going to try and maybe even kill us." It was really a scary situation. The guard comes in, and in the end, he says, "Will you see Eitan Kabel or not?" And I said, "Not." And they let us go. All right. We went for drinks to the nearby Hyatt Hotel, surrounded by these agents. And by the way, later on, I saw them on TV doing other things. Eitan Kabel, I don't know how they got him to do it, but I assure you, this guy was trying to hush up Rabin, and I would assume he knew the truth.
No, to hush up the story of the Rabin assassination, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
Right. All right. All right. Now, I'm going to give another piece of background. You have to understand what a mess. The Israeli government, and this is shocking, they want to change the status quo. It's been the status quo from the beginning of the Israeli enterprise. They want the Orthodox to join the army. All this time, they haven't had to. Studying Torah was good enough, but they wanted the Orthodox in. Now, this from a Netanyahu government? Really? Now, look, Chaim Porus warned that we'll declare that this is no longer our home or the home for anyone who keeps the Torah. And well, Rabbi Yoel Schwartz, who from a different point of view, he created an IDF brigade for Haredi soldiers, for Orthodox soldiers. But he warned, if the state forces these men to a list, here's a quote, "This will, everyone will end their involvement, meaning in Israel. Nobody will enlist." Now, I bring this up for a very strange purpose. The head of the Bank of Israel is Stanley Fischer. Stanley Fischer is of the CFR. everyone this week doing stupid stuff is from the CFR. And I'm going to report, I'm going to repeat this. Why? And by the way, the Bank of Israel head before Stanley Fischer was also from the CFR. Oh my, what was his name? Doesn't matter. Two straight CFR heads of the Bank of Israel. And you can be sure it's not for their expertise, their fiduciary responsibility. They're there for, you don't get two, again, 4,200 members, two straight. This is like 12 years or more that the head of the Bank of Israel came from the CFR. They were both Americans. Did you know that, by the way?
I knew that one of them was. I didn't know about the second one. Go ahead.
Oh, if I could kick myself, all I have to do is look it up. But that's not the point. The point is that Stanley Fischer gave, well, he had an address in Herzliya, and he, well, it was anti-Haredi. All right. His address of, he said, all right, here's the quote. Poverty is a central issue. There is intolerable poverty in the Haredi sectors. And then he says, all right, another problem is demographic. The growth rate in the Haredi population is 4.2%, which means the Haredi population will double within 17 years. Within a generation, Israel will know, secular Israelis will know, will be in the minority. Okay, it's that simple. Now, again, why do I bring it up? I bring it up because the CFR this week in Israel has had a destabilizing effect, an incredible destabilizing effect, beginning, of course, with Kerry demanding a return to the 1949 armistice lines. Do you realize what the borders were in 49?
Well, they were pretty small, but basically, of course, there's a small elite group that runs the United States, and I'm sure the same people are there over there running Israel, and the average individual in the United States and Israel has no idea we have a ruling elite, and the democratic process is simply a facade to give us the idea that we select our rulers. We don't. They're selected for us, and go right ahead.
Well, we begin with the change in the American diplomatic. The heights of American diplomacy when Susan Rice was named the new NSA director and Samantha Powers, the UN rep. That was, what, 10 days ago, something like that, when the CFR took over American diplomacy. I want to repeat that. That's what's happening. Israel is being run by the CFR. The Bank of Israel is being run by the CFR. All right, if you didn't know, you know it now. You've got a situation where they don't mean good for Israel. People, you know what? How Clinton can even show up in Israel is simply beyond my comprehension. He has been screwing the country for since he took over after George Bush left office, and he took over Oslo. Oh, I could tell you. How much time do we have?
Well, we've got about 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes.
Oh, my. All right, let me plug myself, and I'll finish with
Now, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your material.
Yes. Folks, all my books but one are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. There's a search box right in my name. Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. It'll take you to every book but the stinger, not the stung. Don't ask about the bureaucracy, the data bureaucracy.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Barry.
Don't ask about the data, bureaucracy. It's separate. So you have to write in the stinger, not the stung. And my website is barrychamish.com. And let's just finish off with Bill Clinton, CFR. In, when was it? August of 1990. Let's see, Rabin was killed 94. In August of 94, well, it turns out that Israel and the Palestinians have been negotiating in Oslo, and they signed a deal, and Clinton announced to the American people, we're shocked, and we don't know if we should accept it or not. The liar, the liar, the liar. The fact is, it was all coordinated. And Clinton was doing the coordinating, but so was Bush before him. Bush, Rabin, to make painful concessions for peace. We don't know all the threats, but Rabin made the peaceful concessions. And what do you know? We have peace not only with the PLO. A week later, we have peace with the Vatican. It's a long, complicated story. They're all the same deal. The Vatican deal of 94 and the PLO deal of 94, one was November, the other December. They were all the same package. Paris was the Vatican. Rabin was the PLO. Let's put it this way. The Vatican is celebrating Paris's birthday with a special prayer taken from the New Testament. All right? Want to talk about insulting the Jewish people? You don't even quote their holy book. That's the Pope. That's what happened. It's all the same guy, the CFR and the Vatican. And they're at work, big time right now.
Well, I think that there are going to be some very, very serious problems over there. The tragedy, I don't believe that. The future of Israel is in the hands of Israeli
people. And you can look for a Holocaust.
Right. Well, I hope you're very wrong.
If that missile attack happens, you can look for mass raping, sadistic mutilations. It's dire. It's horrible. Horrible, horrible.
Barry, the only way Israel is going to survive is if God looks after it. And I really believe, and I hope, and I know my audience will be praying that God will, of course, look after Israel, because I don't think Israel can do it without this help.
We'll be back
in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Baron Barry Shamish. And Barry is simply talking about the something that Israel is facing. Total annihilation now. There's one of his correspondents is talking about certainly a crisis with 100,000 missiles being launched at Israel. There's no way Israel could defend itself. The whole structure could come down. What are we talking about? Are we talking about weeks, months, years? What do you think, Barry?
Oh, my goodness gracious. The forces behind the stirring of this cauldron would, you know, the more dead, the better is their point of view. But nonetheless, it could happen anytime.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to have to let you go because we're out of time. I think we talk to you again tomorrow on the afternoon program.
Same topic. I hope you're not bored.
No, I'm not bored at all. I want all my listeners to hear about your concern. And I share your concern. And I just hope and pray that God
will. I am not being dramatic.
Good night.
Okay?
God bless. Okay, fine. That was Barry Shamish. And I hope you can sense the sense of urgency that Barry has. He is frightened to death. Now, he's a Jewish patriot. He's been at this for, well, certainly 30 years there, and he must have been over here 5 or 6 years now. We've been interviewing him. But, ladies and gentlemen, there is a crisis developing over there in Israel, and I believe there's going to be a crisis here in America. How soon it's coming, I frankly don't know. I do know, however, that Maine, certainly on the 6th of June, signed legislation, the governor signed legislation to begin to protect their own electronic infrastructure, their electric power lines, from the possibility of an EMP attack. The first, certainly, state to take action to protect the people from a catastrophic event. I do not believe the powers that be are going to allow this to take place. So I would think that if it does look like something is going to be done to protect America, it might very well precipitate a crisis. Israel is on the basis of a crisis. The world economy is contracting. The Chinese economy is contracting. The European economy is contracting. The American economy is contracting. We live in very uncertain times, and this is important that you understand what's going on. You make your preparations financially and materially, but most of all, make your preparations spiritually, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. Well, if you'd like to get in more information, your telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly you need to get some of the tape sets we have, whether it be Father Malachi Martin, certainly the Wisdom of Malachi Martin, where he tells you about the satanic cell in the Vatican operating and actually having a feigned human sacrifice. That would correspond with a real human sacrifice. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about things that are very, very real. But we have the same sort of dark spiritual forces operating within the Protestant Church. We're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And I fear, ladies and gentlemen, that the average American has very little idea what's going on, or certainly the fact that there is a spiritual war that is being waged against the heart, mind, and soul of what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, and now, unfortunately, is the land of the depraved, because we've turned against God. Well, we do hope, of course, you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. They're live 4 hours a day and archived 24 hours a day. You can certainly read our newsletters, and of course, we link to another number of sites. It's RadioLiberty.com. It's RadioLiberty.com. We hope that you'll tell others. You'll get them to listen. Hopefully they will join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Understand that Christianity is under attack today. Our once great Christian nation is no longer a Christian nation. America is no longer a Christian. We're in the post-Christian era. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
$13.71. The Dow futures are down about 11 points. Wondering what the day holds financially. More and more talk on Fox News Business.